If you tuned into a local sports talk radio show in the past couple of days, even this morning, you didn't have to listen long for somebody, a host, a guest, a caller, to mention Arkansas Razorbacks and the word curse in the same sentence. As is the case sometimes with fandom, the negative can linger longer than the positive. Many fans of the Razorback baseball team seem to be dwelling on that oh-so-near national championship, far more than the fact that the team just secured the best season in program history since 1979. But John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, had to consider that painful loss from last week as part of this week's conversation. They'll get to an almost ignored gubernatorial debate that took place last week and the next U.S. Supreme Court justice, too. But first, Roby asked about Arkansas's statewide inferiority complex and the expectation many here have that the worst will happen when it comes to things like the Razorbacks.
Well, that's a very interesting psychological study, and it would be. And it's a complex subject, but I'll try to be brief. I'm on a texting message group with tennis buddies, all my age. Most of them went to the University of Arkansas in the early 70s. Fraternity boys. We're all pure D Arkansas guys, you know. And so during the games, I don't participate so much because I tend to say negative things and upset them. But they're talking to each other in the text about the game. That play, there were comments that this is the Arkansas curse. It was almost like, you remember the story from Amy Chosik's book about the campaign manager who went into Hillary and said, you're going to lose. You're going to lose Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan. And she said, I knew they wouldn't let me be president. That's what, according to that book, she said. It's like these guys said, I knew they wouldn't let Arkansas be national champions. It's the Arkansas curse. And I think that was being heard widely. Part of it, in our case, is generational. We came of age in the 60s. 1969, the Arkansas-Texas game, ahead 14-0, Texas down 14-8. Fourth down from midfield, like 20 yards to go, and a quarterback who had never completed a pass all year through to a double-covered and well-covered tight end who somehow caught it, and we lost the game.
Yeah.
Clint Sterner against Tennessee, remember that game?
Puts the ball on the ground.
We got them beat on their field.
To knock them out of the national championship
right.
Running, yeah.
And stumbles,
contend to Art.
Drops the ball. Yes, Arkansas has, in many ways, deserved inferiority complex because of the way we rank in terms of education and economic opportunity and those sorts of things. It makes, and we're a relatively small state, and we have one big-time college program. We have no pro program. So everything in Arkansas is all about the Razorbacks. And the interesting thing is, I'm not sure the Razorbacks are more futile than other teams. I think Boston Red Sox fans could tell you the same sorts of stories. The Chicago Cubs,
right.
I mean, they can all tell you rooting, being a part of fanhood is frustration. But yeah, I'm sure the percentage of households with that game on was four times higher in Arkansas than in Oregon. I mean, there's just more going on in Oregon. It doesn't mean that much to them. And so that exaggerates what happened.
Yeah.
And really, I mean, this one was maybe the most remarkable. I mean, just one of you three catch the ball, and you not only have won the World Series, you've swept the World Series. You've gone through and haven't lost a game, and you've demonstrated yourself as classy and the better team. But when it happened, did you have the thought I had? I said it to my wife, who really didn't understand what's going on. I said, they just lost the World Series. I mean, it just, this feeling of doom, because it means
you knew they weren't going to come back in that game and that they would be.
And that's part of sports. I've played enough competitive tennis to know that you can be ahead 5-0 and lose, because I've done it. You know, I mean, the last out or the last point is the hardest. A lot of it is just the nature of sports, and if you follow a team as a rabid fan long enough, everyone will have these kinds of frustrations.
Yeah.
But Arkansas's is pronounced because of our smallness and our inferiority, and that particular play, that may be more than any of the football plays. I mean,
it's going to be remembered.
Just catch it.
It's going to be remembered.
Incredible
frustration. I will say this, though. They still had a great season, and runner-up is not a bad thing, necessarily. There are a lot of teams that would love to have come in second place this year and played as long as they did. So we will give them that as much.
But, well, sure, give them that. They're a great team, fine, good guys, wonderful, blah, blah. But, I mean, all they had to do was catch a pop foul when they had three guys around it. It's the frustration level is no doubt at record levels.
Let's turn our attention to politics.
Okay.
Late last week on a Friday in Eureka Springs in front of I'm not sure how many newspaper people, there was a governor's debate between the three candidates for governor, Mark West, a Libertarian, Jared Henderson, the Democrat, and incumbent Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson. Did any news come out of this? Were you paying attention? Did you get anything out of the debate?
Roby, I'll tell you just a brief story to illustrate what I think your point is. I get a call Friday afternoon. I'm at home. You up in Eureka Springs at that debate? And I said, what debate? It said, the Arkansas Press Association. I said, their convention. Aren't you there? And I said, no, when was it? Today, moments ago. How did Jared do? This was a Democratic person. I didn't even know what happened. I do proceed there to Facebook, where one of the television stations had posted it. Now, your question, did any news happen? Not really. Therefore, raising teacher pay and blah, blah.
They all seem to be in agreement on most of everything, so.
Yeah. But part of this is a few days after the start of summer. People aren't engaged in anything much in terms of news.
Pre-July 4th,
especially fall general election politics, especially in a governor's race that, with all due respect to Jared Henderson, it hasn't captured anybody's attention much yet. Had people been watching, because I watched it, I think the story would be Jared Henderson's a polished performance. I don't know if you saw it, but he
some of it.
He did quite well.
He was on the show this week too, yeah. And he did very well in that.
Yeah, I mean,
the
Democrats have a young. I call them some. The Arkansas Democratic Party is like a major league team that won the World Series a few years ago, and then they lost all their players to age and free agency. And they're not winning many right now, but they've got some people up from AAA who actually are pretty good. And Jared Henderson, Clark Tucker, those sorts. So that might be the story that Henderson is acquitted himself well.
And so we turn to national politics now, there is an opening on the Supreme Court for President Donald Trump. Republicans have the numbers, if they'll get their rank and file to follow it and push through with whoever the president nominates. Democrats are putting up a stand, but when you don't have the numbers, it doesn't matter how many petitions people sign, does it?
No. But there is some really interesting calculus here on all sides. The lead headline in the local paper this morning, Susan Collins says no to anyone who would repeal Roe v. Wade. That has some people hopeful or maybe even excited. But the calculus is such that I don't think the issue is ever repealing Roe v. Wade. I don't know that we ever will. I mean, the Republicans need it there to raise money and to appeal to the fundamentalist right. The issue is chipping away at Roe v. Wade through all sorts of restrictive legislation. So Susan Collins said, if I can't vote for somebody who says they're going to repeal Roe v. Wade, nobody's going to say. No Supreme Court nominee says, well, I'm going to get on there. So that's...
They're all going to respect the law and interpret
the
law.
And she says Trump promised her he wouldn't ask about Roe v. Wade. Well, he doesn't have to. Most of these people are judgeship nominees whose politics and cultural views and legal views are known. Plus, does she believe everything Donald Trump says? Is she the one person who does? I don't... So that was... That doesn't mean that much. Now, if Collins would come over on a nominee, or Murkowski, or something, if they could get one, the Democrats could get one Republican to come their way or to balk, then the next question is, can they keep their 49 together? And four of them, Manchin, West Virginia, McCaskill, Missouri, Teeter, Montana, and one in Indiana.
And what about Heinkamp up in South Dakota?
Right. Fine. Thank you. It's even more. Who are likely, according to form, Democrats in red states trying to hold re-election, they move to the right. They call it moving to the center, but they're moving to the right. The chance of all five of them having the nerve to oppose a Trump nominee before the election, while at the same time, there's a whole new movement in the Democratic Party that's left, that's activist, that's strong, that's coming. And it has despaired. They think Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are too obliging, these folks. They have despaired of that kind of politics. And so most likely, if those four or five bailed on the Democrats, voted for Trump to try to attend to their reelections, what probably will happen? They'll lose, and they'll end up not having stopped a Supreme Court nominee that they might have been able to, which is the Democratic curse, much like the Razorback curse.
John Brummett is a political writer with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and three times a week his columns appear in the paper. His columns, including a fourth web-only column, also appear at ArkansasOnline.com. He talked with Roby Brock with our partner, Talk Business and Politics. You can follow Arkansas News around the clock at talkbusiness.net.